Hi, this is Lana Elders. We're broadcasting a special Christmas message here at the ranch, and I'm actually going to share with you in a few minutes what I feel the Lord wanted me to share this time. As we celebrate Christ's birth this time of year, He also wanted me to share with you about His second coming when He comes again. And I have my kids here, and they wanted to sing a special Christmas song for you. Thanks for coming to hear a special message today. It's Christmas time here at the ranch, and we're getting ready to celebrate the birthday of our Lord Jesus Christ. And my kids just cannot wait for Christmas Day to get here. They're just so excited about Christmas coming each year. It seems like it'll never get here, they say. And to me, as an adult, Christmas seems like it's coming so quickly every year. You know, before I know it, it's Christmas time again. And when I asked the Lord what He wanted me to share with you today, I felt like He said that He wanted me to let you know He's coming again soon. And it just reminded me of my kids, you know. We think, oh, Jesus is coming again soon, and we can't wait for Him to come a second time. But then when I think about it more and I realize how much has to be done before He comes, how everyone needs to hear the gospel, the good news that Jesus came again, is coming again, and they need to believe in Him, then I think it's coming too quickly, His second coming. And there's so much that has to be done. And I just wanted to share some scriptures with you that talk about His second coming and what we can do to be prepared for that. In Revelation, many times He mentions, I'm coming soon. And you can take a look at these scriptures in the message notes on your screen. But He talks about His coming and how He's coming soon. And we just need to be ready for that and to do what He's called us to do. Paul even reminds us in Corinthians that when we take communion, we are proclaiming His death until He comes. He says in 1 Corinthians, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes." So He is coming again. Also, there's a great scripture in 2 Peter 3, verses 8 through 14 that talk about His coming again. And like I said before with my kids, you may think it's never going to happen. After all, it's been almost 2,000 years since He came the first time as a baby in a manger. But in the words of Peter, it says, "But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping His promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." And that part right there where He says, God does not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. It makes me think that things are going almost too quickly, that He is coming soon, and we need to share with those who don't know that they need to repent and turn to Him and make Him the Lord of their lives. It goes on to say in 2 Peter, verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with His promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with Him." Do you see the verse 12? He says, as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. We can speed His coming by both praying and doing what He's called us to do, which is sharing the gospel of Jesus. God wants everyone to come to repentance and that no one would perish. And so as we share the gospel, as we share the good news, it is actually speeding His coming because everyone needs to hear before He comes back. And there's another scripture in Acts 3. It says, "Repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord, and that He may send the Christ who has been appointed for you, even Jesus. He must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything, as He promised long ago through His holy prophets." So this scripture is just talking about how we need to repent and turn to the Lord Jesus before He comes back, and He will come back. And Jesus, even in the Lord's Prayer, talks about praying for thy kingdom to come. In the first parts of that scripture, He says, when we pray, Jesus says, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Jesus was praying for thy kingdom to come. In summary, I just want to say that Jesus is coming back again soon, and I just want you to be prepared for that, and to prepare others as well by sharing with them the good news. My kids wanted to sing another Christmas song for you, and I'm just going to let them share that song with you right now, and then I'll come back and share just the most important news about His coming again, and what we need to do to prepare others for His coming. Thanks, kids, for sharing that song. I just wanted to share, too, the reason why Jesus came in the first place. You know, this time of year we celebrate His birth, and some people don't know why it is that Jesus came in the first place. There is a scripture that says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We all have sinned. I myself have sinned. Every single person on this earth has sinned. And the scripture says everyone has sinned. And in the Old Testament, when someone sinned, there needed to be a sacrifice to God for that sin. And many times they would take a spotless lamb, one without blemish, and sacrifice it to God for the sin that they committed. And so when Jesus came into the world, He became that spotless lamb. He had no sin in His life. He had never sinned. And He was willing to give His life up on the cross and sacrifice His life so that we could be clean and go to heaven and be with God forever. There's a scripture in John 3:16 that you may know. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believed in Him would not perish but have everlasting life." And my prayer is that you would believe in Jesus, who died for your sins so that you could be with God up in heaven when your time ends on this earth and before He comes the second time. I'd like to just close in prayer and just pray that if you have never prayed to receive Jesus and believe in Him so that you could go and be with Him, I'd like to pray with you. And I'd also just like to pray for those who believe and are anticipating His second coming. I pray that you would be able to speed His coming by sharing with others the good news of His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's just pray. Oh, dear Lord, I just thank You for this time. I thank You that You just are so good and that You sent Your Son, Jesus, the first time as a baby in a manger, Lord. But as He grew, He became just the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And Lord, I pray for those people right now that want to believe in Your Son. I pray right now, Lord, that You would forgive their sins. If you want to pray right now, I pray that You would just say these words. I have sinned, Lord, and I am sorry. I confess that I've done wrong in my life and that I need You, Jesus Christ, to save me from my sins. Lord, I just want to follow You and make You the Lord of my life. Thank You, Jesus, for dying on the cross for my sins. I'm just so excited if you did pray that prayer and just pray that you would just feel the peace that only Jesus can give. And I also just want to pray, too, for the believers out there who are anticipating Your second coming. I pray that You would just put a burden on their hearts, Lord, to share this message with others, that they would want others to know about Your Son, Jesus, and that they would be able to share what He's done for them so that the whole world can come to repentance and just believe that You are the Lord and that You are coming again a second time. I just thank You, God, for just being just such a good God. And we just pray, Maranatha, Yeshua, that You would come a second time and that You would come quickly, Lord, but in the right time, that we would have enough time to share with those we love. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.